You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It was a dramatic change there.
It was great.
But you'll understand in a minute why. Yeah, we don't usually have music right before our segment, but we're talking about music today. And good music. Good music. What? That's actually...
We only ever talk about good music.
Sometimes we talk about not so good music, but not in that way.
That's true, I guess.
Oh, it is Thursday, December 6th. Happy St. Nicholas Day.
Yeah. Did you have anything in your stocking this morning?
I did, in my shoes, in my boots. Yes, someone came along. Apparently, St. Nicholas made his way into our home. I'm not sure how. The alarm did not go off.
That's pretty terrifying, actually.
Don't know how he got into our house, but there were food allergy-friendly snacks in my boots. Probably not the most hygienic place to put them, but there were snacks in my boots this morning, as well as little Oscar. He was quite excited about that.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Yes, it is Thursday, December 6th, and good music right around the corner here at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, coming up December 8th and 9th. And St. Paul's is also KFUO Church of the Week. Here to talk about music at St. Paul's, Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. Mark, always a joy to have you in studio, and because that means we're going to talk about good music.
Right. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Sarah. What sweeter music, right?
Yes.
Which is what we were listening to a while ago. By the way, in my shoe this morning was a jar of blue cheese mustard.
Wow.
Well, we'll
find
out.
That is quite the treat.
I hope you took it out before you put your shoes on.
Well, yes, that's right. And that little tradition my wife and I have, and so looking forward to trying that. I haven't had that before.
Do you give each other mustard?
No.
I'm really curious.
No, not necessarily. Hers contains lingonberry preserves from IKEA.
Yeah.
So we'll...
That is fascinating. I really want to talk about that, but that's probably not why we're here, is it?
And we go really good with the coffee hour, too,
by the way, actually. But we can talk about food another time, I guess. So going back to Rudder, is this going to be part of what's coming up at Music at St. Paul's, or were we just listening to really pretty music, which was fine, too?
No, it will be.
Yes.
One of the songs which our adult choir and orchestra will be performing, it's a marvelous text, if we could just take a minute to talk about it. It was written by the 17th century English clergyman and poet Robert Herrick, but he tries to, in this poetry, to incorporate the wonder of the incarnation. He begins, "What sweeter music can we bring than a carol? For to sing the birth of this our heavenly King." Then he invokes, "Awake the voice, awake the string. Dark and dull night, fly hence away, and give the honor to this day that sees," now listen to this, "December turned to May. Why does the chilling winter's morn smile like a field beset with corn, or smell like a meadow newly shorn thus on the sudden?" Now, there are obviously agricultural kinds of allusions which 17th century English people would certainly recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And so after asking those questions, he invites, "Come and see the cause why things thus fragrant be." And now he points to the Savior. "'Tis he is born, whose quickening birth gives life and luster, public mirth to heaven and the under earth. We see him come and know him ours, who, with his sunshine and his showers, turns all the patient ground to flowers." Now here's a diminutive word for the Savior. "The darling of the world is come. And fit it is we find a home to welcome him. The nobler part of all the house here is the heart, which we will give him, and bequeath this holly and this ivy wreath to do him honor, who's our King and lord of all this reveling. What quaint yet picturesque language Herrick uses, which even, I think, communicates in our 21st century, and especially when set to such a beautiful music by the English composer John Rutter. It's luscious. Even your bump music for your program isn't to be compared. It was quite a jolt there for the listeners, probably, who were mellowing out with the Rutter and then all of a sudden brought back to reality.
That's what we aim to do every day.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Bring you back to reality.
That's right.
Yes, there was a stark difference in the music there from this, as you said, this very calming melody,
right?
You know, which is the signature of John Rutter.
I just hope no one was driving on the road at the time. And
The music of St. Paul's, particularly for this time of year, for the time of Christmas. You mentioned this piece is very calming, and you read through the text for this that certainly points to the Savior, but it's also very reflective as well. Would you say that that's the tone of the rest of the music that's presented this weekend?
Overall, that's what we try to do in this particular service. We try to invite people to come aside from all the other hustle and bustle and all the other kinds of things that are going on in their life and just come and let the word that is read and sung and their own participation in the carols and hymns that are there be a time of refreshment and rest. And hopefully that when they leave, they will also once again have the peace, which comes from the message of the angel, "Fear not, for I bring you good news, because the Savior has been born for you."
So, what else will the audience, I guess it's not really an audience because they're participating, yeah, the congregation, right. What else can they expect to hear and sing during the service?
Well, starting 20 minutes before the hour, because a lot of people arrive early, we have a handbell, handbell selections will be playing. And then the overall service is couched inside the structure of evening prayer. So we begin with a procession of candle and light, Jesus Christ being the light of the world. And then we sing this rather beautiful hymn, "Christ Mighty Savior," which is, I think, relatively new, at least in terms of some of the hymnals now.
It's a good hymn.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And then we move into what people might understand as lessons and carols, in which there are scripture readings and responses of hymns and choral music. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, there is, by the way, a free will offering, Andy. And so just let you know that's the case, during which time we get to hear another handbell, a choir play. And then we close with a caroling section in which we've chosen stanzas from familiar carols. This is with candlelight. The choirs process in and surround the congregation, and that's how the service closes.
And a Paul Mons piece as well.
Of course,
I see that.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
looking through.
In so, Lord Jesus, quickly come.
Yeah, there's definitely some favorites in here.
Yes.
At least of my favorites.
just a few, maybe many
maybe a
of
lot.
Them. Yes.
Yeah, and that's a piece that, by the way, brings us back to reality. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we've been at the manger. We've seen once again Christ's second coming, or first coming, rather, as the babe in Bethlehem. And now we also then focus on his final coming.
Mm-hmm.
Come quickly. And such a lovely piece, too, by the mm-hmm. late Paul Mons.
Really an Advent piece, really,
yes, you know, yes.
focusing on the coming of yeah. Christ.
And one other highlight, real quickly, is mm-hmm. the canticle that we've chosen for for evening prayer, and that's Alexander Gretchaninov's setting of the Nunc Dimittis, a lush, approximately two-minute piece, but just extremely beautiful example of Russian choral music.
Mm. There's not much better than Russian choral music.
There's a...
Well, there may be a lot better, I don't know, but it's really good.
It's up there.
Yeah, it is.
And you've included a selection from Handel as well.
We have, yes.
"And He Shall Purify." That one is a delightful piece, but it's also a workout for those who are singing it. Right?
Just speaking from experience.
Respect for those who are singing that. And not only singers, but I understand the orchestra will also be
right.
Presenting
playing.
Thank you.
That's right. They'll be playing.
I've made it to Thursday.
Good. So they will helping accompany the hymns and some of the choral music, and we'll also be playing a short section from the Corelli Christmas Concerto as part of the service.
So in the second weekend, the second Sunday, well, second weekend in this sense, because it'll be on Saturday and Sunday, correct?
Right.
Saturday, December 8th at 5 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, or Sunday, December 9th at 4 p.m. For these services of sacred music for the time of Christmas, evening prayer, lessons and carols, all in one.
And we know that there are a lot of other opportunities that people have to go places that weekend, and so hopefully our time frame might permit them to do both.
Absolutely, yeah. It's nice in the evening to have that opportunity to gather together to sing fantastic music. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bender, for being our guest this morning. God's blessings on your preparations for this.
Thank you.
Service of music.
Both of you.
Coming up in just a little bit, theology of the body.
Fascinating topic.
Yes. Pastor Jeff Boyle up next. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.